We sit or kneel for our prayers, which Mark will lead this morning.
Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. With the village festival in full swing, we pray for our church in Wargrave, the church-centred events, and not just a chance for the same group of faithful to meet, but are open to others in our community. We thank you for the truly inspiring example set by Henry Alonga last week. Give us the strength to do what our convictions tell us we should, whatever the consequences. Paul wrote Ephesians as a prisoner because of his work for Christ, while Henry Alonga had to escape to save his life after his stand against the Mugabe government. Give us the strength to fear no evil. We pray that you will use Jonathan Fletcher's talk to speak to those in our village. And we pray that after the festival, we may have new members of the church. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Having prayed for the strength to act according to our convictions, whatever the consequences, Paul said that we are no longer children in faith, but have moved into levels of stability and maturity. With debate raging about Muslims following their convictions to go and support IS, whatever the consequences, we think of how Henry Alonga wore the black armband and ended his career as a test cricketer by doing so. The reaction to David Cameron's speech shows how difficult it is to find the right approach. We give thanks that we have the example of Christ to follow. He came down to earth to live among us and leads us back to join him in heaven. We pray that in mosques and Muslim communities, those who are liable to be led astray can return their focus to the one omnipotent God who sees and knows everything. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you are the head on whom the whole body depends. Let our family life develop in Christ so that we blossom in our faith, our whole family can be enriched. Let us unite in love for each other and love for Jesus, the head of our family. However, this does not just happen, but requires hard work. We pray that when family unity is threatened by deceit, jealousy, or infidelity, we may follow your teachings and spare no effort to make fast with bonds of peace the unity which the Spirit gives. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you give us different gifts so that we can help and support each other. To nurture the spiritual life, some are apostles, prophets, some evangelists, pastors and teachers. To support those who struggle in life, some are doctors, nurses, counsellors and carers. We pray that through all that you call to support, whether in the spiritual, the emotional or the physical needs of your people, that these needs will be met and that your body of the church can be strengthened through this work. At this time, we remember those who are known to us who suffer. And as well as those on the parish prayer list, we think particularly of Jenny Simpson and Mike McQueen. And in a moment of quiet, let us remember those known particularly to us. Comfort and heal those who suffer, in body, mind or spirit. Give them courage in their troubles and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
May Jesus Christ, who descended into the depths to bring new life to all, receive the souls of the departed. We give thanks for the lives of those who've died recently, especially Mary Kendrick, Graham Matthews, and John Pusill. Here let us remember those who have died, either in the faith of Christ, or whose faith is known to you alone. According to your promises, grant them with us a share in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, rejoicing in the fellowship of all your saints, we commend ourselves to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.